Blog Talk Radio.
And welcome. We are New Beginnings Ministry, and we're here every Wednesday at 7 p.m., and we'd like to thank you for being a part of this hour. Amen. As we move forward, for those of you who are listening by internet, if you'd like to call in, call in number is 347-237-4054. That's 347 347-237-4054. And for those of you who are listening by internet, if you would like to, would like to call by Zoom, the Zoom number is 505-563-6808. That's 505-563-6808. And when you call in, the passcode for that is capital PSALM23. That's Psalm 23 without an S. Amen. And you can connect with us on Zoom. So once again, we do thank you for being a part of this hour. We'd like to let you know that if you'd like to listen to this message at the end of the hour, you can go into our archives. And the archives number is, you would dial in through internet. It's Blog Talk Radio. Then type in We Can Begin Again. That's Blog Talk Radio. Then type in We Can Begin Again. And once you know, you get in there, you can listen to this message or any of the other messages that may be online. Amen. Let it be a blessing to you as well as those that you would share it with. Amen. It's beautiful when we come together. Colossians says, let this message dwell in you richly as you teach and admonish one another. Amen. With wisdom, through psalms, hymns, songs from the Spirit, of singing to God with gratitude in our hearts. And we come together with gratitude in our hearts, just thanking God for who he is and what he has done in our lives. And I hope and pray that you are happy with what God has done in your life. Amen. He is doing amazing things in my life, and I'm hoping and praying that he's doing the same thing in your life. Amen. We come together on one accord in unity and in one spirit. Amen. And it's good when we can come together in unity and spirit. This world is going through so much turmoil, but we come together out of love. Amen. Not of hate, but we come together out of love because that's what God says that we should do. Love one another. Amen. So we come together doing just that. We are also, we'd like to let you know that we are back on our schedule, and we have Minister Edna Herman, who will be speaking out of Long Island, New York. We look forward to what God has placed on our heart and what she's going to share with us this evening. Amen. Pretty soon, I think the next voice that you hear after me will be none other than Minister Edna Herman. Father, we thank you for this time together. We thank you for who you are. We thank you for your word, which is a lamp unto our feet and a light into our path. We pray, Lord, that as the speaker comes forth, that you would open up our hearts, open up our minds, and let us be receptive to be able to gain a word from you. We do need a word from you, which gives us hope for tomorrow. We thank you for her coming forth. We pray, Lord, that you would bless the meditation of her mind, her spirit, and the words that she's coming forth to share with us this evening. In Jesus' name, I pray this prayer. Amen. 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 And now we're going to move over into Long Island, New York. Minister Edna Herman. Amen. Minister Herman, are you there? And I hope I do not have her on mute. Let me look at these numbers. Minister Herman, are you there? Can you hear me?
Yes, I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yes, yes, I can hear you. I can hear you. Praise God. It's good to hear your voice, and it's always good to have you back on Blog Talk Radio. Thank you so much for coming to share a word with us this evening. I'm going to move out of the way and turn it on over to you.
Can you hear me now?
I can hear you.
Oh,
I hope those on Zoom can hear as well.
All right, because I'm sitting in my car because there's too much going on in my house. But we thank God for the opportunity. I thank God for coming back on the line. God bless you, Elder Dr. Clay and Dr. Suzanne. Thank you so much. Everyone that's online today, God bless you. I just want to first give honor and glory to God, who's definitely the head of my life, and to my pastor, Overseer Dawn Nixon, for giving me the right of way to come to you tonight. God bless each and every one. I just want to get right into it. I really do thank God. Y'all pray for me, pray with me, and we're going to see what the Lord has to say for us. All right, I am coming out of 2 Corinthians 4 and 17 through 18. Our light affliction, which is but for a moment, worketh for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory. While we look not at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are temporal, but the things, which are not seen are eternal. And the NIV says it this way: For our light and momentary troubles are achieving for us eternal glory that far outweighs them all. So we fix our eyes not on what is seen, but on what is unseen, since what is seen is temporary, but what is unseen is eternal. Father God, in Jesus' name, we thank you for this day we've never seen before, dear God. We thank you for what you're doing and what you already have done. Lord, we come with humble hearts, dear God, and uplifted voices unto you, dear God. Lord, continue to move by your power and anointing in this service, in this Bible study tonight. Bless each and every one, each and every household, dear God. Continue to bless them, keep them, make ways out of no ways for them, dear God. You know the end at the beginning and everything in between. We thank you today, dear God, for this word. This word is life and light unto our pathway. We thank you today, Heavenly Father, for all that you're doing. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. And before I continue, I just want to say that my subject tonight is a temporary situation for a permanent purpose. A temporary situation for a permanent purpose.
Amen.
I just want to say tonight, you are fearfully and wonderfully made on purpose for a purpose. His will for your life through struggles, situations, circumstances, and challenges. It may not always be easy. Things may not be easy. But God, in his infinite mind and his will, finds it necessary for your growth, maturity, and well-being, for all your good and for his glory. And it's being manifested in you and through you throughout the earth. You are a product of his divine glory in the earth, seen as bright and beacon light in a darkened world that has been captivated and overwhelmed by the temporal glitz and glamour of false truth, which will soon pass away. I know you're probably saying to yourself, Edna, what is this about? Edna, what is it? How in the world what I'm going through and facing could ever be a purpose in this struggle? Yeah, my battery just went out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we can hear
me. Sorry. You can hear me? Thank you.
Yeah.
I'm on my phone now. Thank you. Listen, God still has everything in control of our lives. You're in things, but not only is it bigger than you, it may be, but you're saying, I don't see it. It's just too much for me. Well, let's be encouraged. I want to encourage you today as I'm encouraging myself. Your journey is a parallel with one who knows everything you're going through, body, spirit, and soul. Hebrews 4:14 says this, Seeing then that we have a great high priest that is passed into the heavens, Jesus, the Son of God, let us hold fast our profession. What is that profession, you might ask? That profession is your faith in Jesus and the Word of God. Profession means to confess, to promise, to acknowledge, and to give thanks. It is a covenant affirmation and acknowledgement. Jesus, the Son of God, for we have not a high priest which cannot be touched with the feeling of our infirmities. We're going through a lot, but Jesus knows everything that we're going through, but was in points tempted like as we are, yet without sin. That's the word of God. Let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in the time of need. Now, whether your time of need is in your body, you're going through health challenges, family challenges, work challenges, friend challenges, relationship, whatever it is, Jesus went to the cross. He went to the cross on your behalf, on our behalf. Thank you, Lord. He said this. So if we keep our eyes fixed, I'm saying it too, keep our eyes fixed on the unseen measures of help, provisions, goodness, grace, and mercy, staying focused on what God has for us, from the youngest to the oldest, God has given us an eternal promise, a timeless eternal promise. Time dictates to us. Time has an expiration date. But eternity is ageless, everlasting, with no limits of being. Promise. He's a promise keeper, y'all. He's a provider. I'm just here to encourage you today. Psalms 37 and 25 says this, I have been young and now I'm old, yet I have not seen the righteous forsaken, nor their seed begging bread. Everything you're going through, men and women, saints, boys and girls, whoever's on the line, troubles don't last always. Challenges, issues, et cetera, et cetera. Let me tell you something. Whatever this life throws at you, be encouraged and encourage yourself. Encourage yourself with the word of God, which is solid as a rock. Now, they used to have an advertisement talking about provincial, the rock. Yeah, but that rock has been chipping away, because as this world chips away, so does the rock. But there's a rock of salvation, a rock in our champion. His name is Christ Jesus. And Reverend Timothy Wright said this, trouble don't last always, y'all. And if you'll keep in mind also, one of my other favorite singers is George Benson. I love jazz, y'all. Everything must change. Nothing stays the same. That's an encouragement for you. So what you're going through, what you're in right now, it's temporal. It's not going to stay. Everything must change. Thing will change. The young become the old. He says in his lyrics, mysteries do unfold, because that's the way of time, y'all. Nothing and no one goes unchanged. From the womb to a baby to as they grow, they're always changing, always evolving, and so are we. The only thing that doesn't change for you tonight, be encouraged, is the word of God and what he's spoken over your life. That will never change. That will never change because he's not an Indian giver. God's not a liar. Hallelujah. Let every man be a liar. But God's word is always true.
Amen.
Just a few weeks ago, I was in the hospital in the first part of July. I was in the hospital. I went to the doctor to see about my leg being swollen all the time. And what she did, I'm going to cut this story short, but what she did, she says, oh, no, you got to go to the hospital. I want them to take some kind of testing. I want them to do an MRI and all that. Went to the hospital, thought it was going to be just the testing, and I was going to be up and out. Not so. Come to find out, the clots, the blood clots were not just in my leg, but it was in both my lungs. Both my lungs, so I had to stay. But you know what? I've dealt with blood clots before, but this time it didn't seem the same. The last time I couldn't breathe. I couldn't take two steps with that. Now, you know what? God is a covering God. Because I know, like some of you on this line, we should not be here. But God said, not so. She's here. You're here for such a time as this. I'm just saying, everything must change. I'm doing much better. Still got a little way to go, but you know what? We are doing much better. You see this? I'm not just saying me. We are doing much better. Because God has planned for us. He has a purpose for our lives. The things that we're going through, it's a temporary situation for a permanent purpose in our lives. He's called us out, y'all, for such a time as this. God's purpose was creating you, and his purpose is that you shall live. You shall live through the word of God, because the word of God is Jesus Christ. He is the word, y'all. He is the word. I thank God for the word. I thank God for Christ.
Amen.
All the weapons that have formed against you, it formed, but it didn't prosper. Nothing prospered. You know why? Because God has already spoken, just like he did for Job. All the things that Job went through, but all the things that the enemy put him through, that God took his hand, his covering off Job, and Job went through this, he went through that, but Job got double for his trouble, 100%, 1,000% for his troubles, because God had spoken a word over his life, and just like God has spoken a word over each and every one of your lives. You're here, and if you are listening to me, if you're listening to the sound of my voice, God knows your end at the beginning and everything from the sunset, from the sunrise to the sunset. And that dash in between is just where we are. We're in the in between right now.
Yeah.
And then we go home after the purpose is fulfilled. And then we go home. You are pilgrims of the light in a temporary world that's deteriorating every moment that we live. We are on purpose for purpose. Exodus 23:26 says, there shall nothing cast their young, nor be barren in thy land. The days, the number of thy days I will fulfill. That sounds like a promise. The number of thy days, the number of your days shall be fulfilled. That's God's word, not Edna's. That's God's word over you that never goes back void. It accomplishes everything it sets out to do, and it's doing much for you in your life. Genesis 6:3 says, and the Lord, I'm going to just say this, you will not die. That's not just, you will not die. You will live long and fulfill God's assignment for your life. That's what God is doing. That's what God is doing for each and every one of you on this line. You know what? I'm coming back to that. The struggles, they're temporary. This life is temporary. You know what? So many people are out there, they're putting so much investment and how they look, what they wear. There's nothing wrong with that, because God wants you to look good. He wants you to have a balanced life. But when the life that's here overtakes the life where we're going to, something is wrong. Because this is what God says, not even to have any gods before him. We have to take self-inventory if we're lining up not only with his word, but with his will. You know what I say every day? Lord, your will be done in me, in earth. This is Edna. Edna's earth. In me, as it is in heaven. We're already seated. We're co-laborers with Christ. We're already seated in heavenly places. But while we're here, down here, we have to have the will of God fully in our lives. And we can and we will if we surrender our will unto him. And that's what I love about the Lord. He gives us a free will. A free will. You can do this. You can do that. It's a free will. So what I say, Lord, I turn my free will over to you because Father knows what's best for Edna. You always knows what's best. When you leave it in my hands, I mess it up. So now I listen. I said, Lord, don't leave me to myself, because if you do, I would consume my own self and all those around me, because, you know, we can go there, you know. That free will can take us there, you know. But it's our choice to do what God says to do.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not long. I'm not long. I'm just saying that. In closing, I want to leave you with this. Stay focused on the eternal grace of God. Even when things get rough and tough and tight, y'all, and tight, sometimes our backs are against the wall. But remember now, you got a cushion. They're the twins, goodness and mercy. Grace, your twins are back there cushioning you. Yes, they are. Even when you're living, even though you're living and seeing and surrounded by a temporary world, temporal versus eternal. Mm-hmm. The way process, the difference can determine the level of peace and contentment in our lives. I'm going to say that again. The way we process the eternal versus the temporal determines the level of peace and contentment in our lives.
Mm-hmm.
When you have a chance, you know the scripture, Philippians 4:11-13. Read it at your leisure. I wrote a song a long time ago. I should have it published. It's called "It's in the Word of God," and these first few lines says, "It's in the Word of God where I find my peace. It's in the Word of God where grace abounds for me. It's the Word of God that is a light unto my pathway. It's the Word of God that is my eternal flame." Who is the Word of God? His Word came in flesh. That Word is Jesus Christ. We have to come through him to get through the Father. Now we who are saved can just go directly to the Father. Because when the Father sees us, and we're not perfect, y'all, but when his Father sees us, he sees the blood. He sees Jesus. We are signed, sealed, and delivered. I thank God that his word says, if we abide in him, John 15:7, and his word abides, and we abide in him, and he abides in us, anything that we ask shall be given unto us. I'm gonna leave you with this one more thing. God has a promise, a prepared place for prepared people. So we're to prepare ourselves. Since this world is temporal, we have to prepare ourselves to the life everlasting. Now, it depends where you're going to spend eternity. It's one or two places. When I was a Catholic, they used to tell us there was purgatory. If you mess up, you can go to purgatory. Have that one. Lord Jesus, was that a untruth? There is no in-between. It is or it isn't. How will we spend eternity? We want to spend it with Jesus Christ. We want to spend it in the heavenly places of our God. And you know what's, you know what's something? You know what's so ironic? Wherever we are, God is there. He sees us. And the word says, if we make our bed in hell, he sees us, he's there. But we don't want to go there. We want to prepare ourselves because we're a prepared people doing a prepared purpose for God. And that purpose is, and if you don't know what your purpose is, your first purpose is to please God. I'm going to say that. To please God, and then he'll reveal. And I'll say like our sister Ack, whatever you think about doing, whatever comes up in your mind to do, what you think about all the time, that's your purpose. I love to write. I love to write. I write songs. I love to write. If every time you wake up and that's on your mind, I'm going to tell you like Whoopi told that girl, that's what you're supposed to be doing. So God has a plan for each and every one of us on this line. He loves us so much. The reality is the world thinks that they're in the reality, but there is a reality. His name is Jesus Christ. Mm-hmm. And with that, Elder John, I am finished. The true reality of life is within this temple. Isn't there something? Within this temple earth. So we're just pilgrims of the light, just passing through.
Amen.
We're just pilgrims of the light, passing through this dry and desert and thirsty land. But we are the light to show light within the land. We are the water. The word of God is flowing out of our bellies like rivers of living water, and we're to do what we need to do. Speak and witness, love on people, forgive, and keep it moving. And watch the enemy, because he's a cunning, he's insidious, but we got you. We got you. We pray for one another. We're never alone. Christ is here, and so are we. To God be the glory. Thank you all for listening. I hope you were encouraged. I know God encouraged me when he gave it to me, because I text Elder John. I said, you know what? I was coming another way. And the Spirit of the Lord said, no, do this. Do this.
Amen.
What that is it's a temporary situation that you're in for a permanent purpose. And I'm going to tell you something. We are going to make it. We are going to make it, because God already said.
Amen.
Amen. To God be the glory.
Amen. 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 We are going to make it. Amen. We are going to make it. Even though this is a temporary situation, for a permanent purpose. For a permanent purpose, meaning that it's fixed. Our purpose is fixed. Amen. Keeping our eyes focused on Christ. Amen. We're going to take a moment and open up our mics for comments. At this time, all mics are open. If you'd like to make a comment, please do so, ma'am. Awesome.
You know, this is Mother Smith. I thank God for being on the prayer line. I thank
Mother
God
Smith.
For my life, my help, and strength. And I thank God for everyone on the prayer line. I thank God for Minister Edna bringing the word to us on tonight. It was awesome what she brought to us. And I'm asking God continue to use her more for his glory. And I just thank God how he healed her body and brought her out the hospital. And
thank
I pray for every night before I go to bed, asking God continue to heal her more and more. And I just
thank
give God to every heart. And I thank you, Ella Clay and First Lady.
Yeah.
Coming on your prayer line tonight. And give glory to God for Minister Edmund. And ask God to continue to use him for his
God
glory.
Bless.
Amen.
Thank you,
Mother. Amen. Thank you so much for those comments, Mother Smith. It's good to hear your voice. Amen. Is there another?
Hey, man. Good evening, Pastor. I just wanted to say good evening. I just wanted to say I really enjoyed the message. I enjoyed the way it was brought out, And
amen.
I really received it, and it was truly a blessing. And know that, woman of God, the only reason the devil is giving you a hard time is because the word is down in you.
Well,
but,
thank you.
There is truly a word down inside of you. And so get ready for the doors to open. Get ready for the doors to open. That's why the devil is coming at you, because God is about to open doors. But I was blessed. I enjoyed it. I truly enjoyed the message, and I thank God for you all. Amen.
Amen.
Sir. Bishop Harris, thank you for those comments, as always.
God bless you, sir.
Is there another? Is there another?
This is Sister Harris. I'm just thanking the Lord for the beautiful message, Minister Aetna. And I was thinking about my daughter was at today, and I was telling her, you know, she was saying she likes me to drink coconut water and different water that she feels has good vitamins in it for me.
Mm-hmm.
I said, well, I'm okay because I'm in the blood. I got the living water. She said, okay. She said, I knew you was going to say something like that. He said, okay, but back to and how many what you said. She said, yes, God has a prepared purpose for you, Mom, but you need the reality of it. You need to drink some good water, water that doesn't have a lot of salt in it, water that's going to give your physical.
out of the words of our kids.
Yeah, it's nothing wrong with that.
Praise God.
Bless you.
She exposed us.
That God tells us that we please God. So I just pray to the Lord, and I thank the Lord how you brought it home personally about the blood clots in your lungs. I've been there, and I know that it's nothing but, like you said, it's that living water. It's that word of God, that living water that is kept because he has a purpose. So thank you. And I, too, when I wake up in the morning, I like that you said again. I wake up. First thing I do is pick up my pen and start writing whatever comes to mind. So I just praise the Lord for the woman of God and praise God for his woman of God. Amen. Thank you.
Amen. God bless you, Queen. God bless you, Queen.
Thank you for those comments, as always. Always great comments. Thank you so much. Is there another? I did have 111. I know who that is. That is my sister out of South Carolina. I know she – I did have her muted, so I did unmute you. If you have a comment, anyone else have any comments? For this woman of God.
Just greetings. This is Deacon Bradley. I just want to say greetings. Thank you for the wonderful word. Yes. I will, as always, I will take it to heart and I will ponder it. But even more than that, I'm going to check those scriptures out there. You know, this amazing how God's word just move, and they move us.
Mm-hmm.
I just want to thank you. Nice seeing you again.
Yes. Amen. Thank you. God bless you. Sir?
Yes.
Wow.
Amen. Thank you. Thank you for those comments, Deacon Bradley. Good to hear your voice. Yes. Comments?
The Bible's got right there. Oh. Thank you, sir.
Is there another? All mics are open. All mics are open. Is there another comment?
Yes, there. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you.
Well, good evening, everybody. Sister Stokes.
I know that.
Elder John's, Elder John's sister. I'd like to thank everybody for their prayers. And prayers for me for last week. I had a health scare, and since then, I'm on a road to recovery, and I do thank everybody for all your prayers. Edna, your word was on point, because I know God has a lot of work for me to do, because what I went through for the second time in my life on this earth is a message. I have a purpose to fulfill, and God is he's an enabler. Forgive me because I am struggling to talk, but he is an enabler, and he is giving me this opportunity to go and do what he wants me to do, and to help ever the way I can.
Yeah.
Spiritually, in any kind of way. Because, again, I'm thankful. I'm grateful. And I just can't just express how much I have my love for life is at this point right now. And I thank you all again.
Yeah. Thank you. Hallelujah. Good to hear you.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Father God, we thank you for Alisa coming on. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for
yeah.
continued, Lord, at a time like this, the struggle to come on just to say thank you. And that's what it's all about, when we give thanks, and we give thanks to you, God. We pray, Heavenly Father, for a speedy recovery. Pray that you would align every part of our body, Heavenly Father, with how you
yes,
have designed us to continue to heal. We should continue to give you praise and honor. In the name of Jesus Christ,
yes.
I pray and prayer. Amen.
Yes, Lord.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Yes,
yes.
Thank you. Hallelujah. Mm.
Is there another? Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Is there another comment? Any other comments at this time?
What's your name?
All my
Brother John. Hi.
Yeah.
I came on. Yes. I came on the tail end. I didn't get the message per se, but I did hear her closing remarks on, you know, hanging in there and things will change. And I was reminded when she said that of Job. Job had, you know, lost all his children and looked like everything was against him. But God restored all of that. What I've come to learn is that was a short period of time. It wasn't even that long that he went through.
My
this.
God.
But it seems like it might have been a lifetime. You know, when we are in trouble and when we're in need, it seems like it's forever, you know. But I'm always reminded that it's temporary. It's only temporary. And we can stay there or we can get out. And I think the key to getting out is casting down imagination that exalts itself against the knowledge of God. Whatever that is you're dealing with, if it's sickness, God has already healed you. He did it already. It's already done. All we have to do is accept that. And so when we submit ourselves to God, then Satan flees. All of that pressure that we are feeling from whatever we're going through, it leaves.
Mm-hmm.
It leaves. I'm a testament of it will leave. So, yes, it's all temporary. You know, this too shall pass. Just because we are down today or down this moment is not the end of our lives.
Mm-hmm.
We have tomorrow. We have tonight. God is still with us. He said he'd never leave us nor forsake us. So I'm just encouraged by, you know, what you've gone through. And I know I've gone through some hard times myself, but God has always brought me out on the other side.
Yeah.
And I can look back and say, oh, my God, you know, when we're going through, it's like you feel like God is not there, but he's there all the time.
Yeah.
All we have to do is reach out and receive what he's already done.
Reach out. You don't receive it. If you don't believe it, the difference is
That's right. And if it's not the word of God, you don't have to receive it.
Just because there's something on you.
It doesn't have to. It's not God. Fear is not of God. All this confusion is not of God. You know, but you know what the advantage is? Is knowing the word of God, what God says, so that you're not caught up in all the nonsense. Because God's word will speak to you when you're going through certain things. He'll give you a word to confirm that he's there, that what you're going through is only temporary. You don't have to do it. We just have to renew our minds, take in the word of God, and faith only comes by what? Hearing the word of God.
We have to speak
the word of God over our lives. Amen?
Amen. And who are you?
Reverend May.
Well, let me tell you something, sis. I enjoyed you. I love Bible study. I love Bible study.
Praise God.
Because you brought things that, yes, I missed it. But you know what? God brings it all together. Because
Amen.
You said, I'm mouthful, Reverend, sis, woman of God. Thank you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Good.
Praise God. Praise God.
Amen.
To God be the glory. Amen.
To God be the
Amen.
Glory.
Yes.
Amen. I love
Amen.
It.
Mm-hmm.
That was a giant. That was a giant.
Amen. Is there another? Is there one more? There's always room for one more. Is there another?
Amen.
Yes.
Amen.
That's good.
Amen. Ooh. Hallelujah. 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 Isn't
you know,
good?
It's so important for... It is important for us to renew that mind because that's where the
Amen.
Battleground is.
Amen. That's
I
where
love
it starts.
When you said that. Yeah, that's
mm-hmm.
where it starts. And
that's
when the old advertisement is a mind is a terrible thing to waste.
Ah, yes.
We just stand idle or we just take because that's what I used to do. Let me just be transparent for a minute. You know, when I first got, not when I first got saved because, you know, when we first get saved, we just like bullets and you know, we're like, Speedy Gonzalez. I mean,
uh-huh.
our passion is like, wow. But then
yeah.
as life goes on, we kind of, the
yeah.
enemy comes. He used to come at me. He used to hit me left and right. Bang, bang,
yeah.
bang.
Yeah.
And I never used to say anything.
Okay.
And my mind kept, I used to have headaches. My mind, he was tearing my mind up. But I thank God for what you said, sis. We
mm-hmm.
got to not only get in the word and renew our minds.
Minds. Amen. Amen.
Let
and you know,
mind be, come
mm-hmm.
on, come on.
When
say
he
it.
Says, he says that when the enemy comes in like a flood,
yeah,
he'll raise
come
up
on.
A standard. That standard
yes,
is his
will.
Word. When we speak it
mm-hmm.
out of our mouth, that's
mm-hmm.
the standard
mm-hmm.
that you have.
Mm-hmm.
But
mm-hmm.
if we don't have it in us, we can't
yeah.
get it back. We can't speak something that you don't have.
Mm-hmm.
And then
that's
the Holy
right.
Spirit has nothing to work with because you haven't put it in you. But he said
right.
he would bring to remembrance those things that you have learned that he
yeah.
has taught. So if we got it in us, it'll come up. It'll come up.
Yeah.
It will.
Yes.
But we got to be skillful, put on the armor
mm-hmm.
of God. The armor
yeah.
of God, what does it take? The word of God, the helmet
mm-hmm.
of salvation. All of those mm-hmm. things are tools that he has given us to
mm-hmm.
live with, to fight the battle where the enemy comes in. And
mm-hmm.
you know Satan is already defeated, but he's going to give
yes,
you a fight. Because if you
yes,
don't know no better, he's going to fight you.
Yes, he will.
But you got
yes,
the tools to fight him. You just got
mm-hmm.
to get in the fight. And you got, it, you know, God has already won the battle. But you still
mm-hmm.
have to do your part. He say, work out your soul salvation.
Your soul
with fear
salvation.
And trembling. Fear and trembling. That means you got to do something. It's already done, but you got to work. You got your part to do.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yes. Believe and work at it.
Amen. And thank
amen.
You, God. Just don't let it, the word just stay and come up, but let it come up and out.
Out.
We have to see
amen.
Those things that be not as though they are.
So
as
they
it
were.
Is in heaven,
yes.
so shall it be. We have to,
yes.
he's given us the authority and the power
yes.
to speak. And
amen.
Speaking, like the Lord told me a long time ago, he said, Edna, watch what you say.
Amen.
Because you create.
Amen.
Because
amen.
You create. You're part of
amen.
Me. I created. You
yes.
can create.
Yes. Yes.
So we
yes.
have to be careful. Watch what you say, Edna. Be slow to
amen.
Speak, quick to listen.
You
know,
yes.
I think
by the words of your mouth, aren't you? Yes.
Yes. Yes.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
So
thank God. I thank God for you. I thank God for everyone that came on the line.
Amen.
That had comments and put in the input. Sister Alisa, you know my girl. I'm going to continue to pray as we all are and for everyone on the line. Elder John,
amen,
this
amen.
Is great.
Amen. Amen.
The Reverend got me. If you see me flying overhead, don't worry. That's Edna coming through Cleveland, wherever you all are. I said, uh-oh, I think that's Edna over there. I'm about to fly. Just don't think it's your bird. Don't be shooting nothing. But even though I'm coming.
No, it's sister.
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, God. That's too funny.
I love it. I love it when there's this humor, you know, because God is a humorous God. You know, we look at things and all we can do is just smile and say, but God.
Hallelujah.
All we can do is God wants us to have a smile on our face. Even in the dimmest situations, he wants us to smile and be happy. And why are we smiling and why are we happy? Because we know who we belong to. You know who we are and whom we belong to. And when you know that, when you know that you're covered, you can smile. You know, in the dimmest situations, you know it's always going to work out. That's my attitude.
Amen.
I don't care what it is. I don't care how it's going. It's always going to work out. Our timing isn't the same as God's timing, but it's always going to work out according to God's timing. According to God's
good, sir.
I am for those on Zoom. I hope that you you connected with the phone line as well, because we're having an unstable situation with the Zoom. It goes in and out, and I know there's nothing but the enemy. I know that. I plead the blood of Jesus over it. You know, it's going to work out.
Yeah.
So for those of you, if you called in and you was on Zoom and you lost the connection, that's just what we're going through. It comes in and it goes out, and it comes in and it goes out, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But that's just the way it is, you know. But I just know that God's word is still going to go through. It's still going to be fulfilled.
It's still going to be fulfilled.
So I don't worry about that. One of the things, I'd like to take a moment and ask you, now that I have, you know, you on the line, in closing, I was just exhilarated. I had an opportunity to talk to my nephew, Chris Harper, who's moving from New York to South Carolina, and I just had a moment just talking. He is about I don't know how old Chris is, but he's a young man, and he
32.
Told me, you know, we were talking,
32.
And you know, of course, I had to witness to him. 32, I had to witness to him, and he says, Unc, he said they call me Preacher Man, you know, and that's all he had to say. After that, I was on it. I was on him, letting him know God had in him needed to come out. And all he could do was just start smiling. And his wife came over there, and, you know, she heard what I was saying, and she just piggybacked, and she says, you need to get on him. He says, you know, he'll talk to those young kids, and he has them captivated.
Good.
And I'm just asking you as a saint to keep, his name is Chris Harper. And, you know, I pray for traveling grace as he goes from Buffalo to New York. He just happens to travel here because he had to drop off. He went back to Buffalo and he's going to South Carolina. But I just, I told him he's going to have to stay close to me, you know, that I need to, you know, we need to fast forward him to where he belongs.
That's good.
Get in the Bible study. So he can do what God has appointed him to do. You know, I was once like that. I remember running. People will look at you, you know, and tell you, you know, things that you didn't understand. You know, you act like you ain't church. You know, you're not talking like us. You know, people will tell you, you know, what they see in you. You know, they'll tell you that we don't understand because when you're out there, you want to be like everybody else.
Yeah.
But we are peculiar people.
Come on,
we're not like everybody else. We're not like everybody else. God has put a special anointing on you and I, so wherever we go, when you are soaked in the Word of God, listen, let me tell you something. You're not like anybody else. You're not going to like anybody else. They're going to see a light in you, and they're going to come and talk to you, and you don't even know who they are. And that's because of what they sense,
that's
that spirit that they sense within you.
So I'm asking you, if you could, you know, to pray that God will just move him, you know, to where he belongs. I'm trying my best to get him on here so we can begin to start to talk Bible, get him on here. And I'm hoping that, you know, sometime within the near future, you know, that he's getting the word, he can come on and be one of the speakers.
Oh, my God.
You know, and, you never know where it goes. As I said earlier, I was, you know, talking to everyone on calling to me in ministry, which I am the co-pastor. I told them, I said, I'm pushing for my family. Yeah. I'm pushing to bring my family into the fold. That's my goal. I'm pushing to bring my, and listen, especially the young ones, to bring them in. Bring them in so that they can begin to start to take their place. You know, and begin to start to minister to the young, to minister those who are their age, because they hear them.
That's right. That's right.
They hear them quicker. You know, so we need to know in our family the ones that's ready to move forward and come forward.
Right.
We know that. They just don't know it.
Right.
So I'm asking you if you would just pray for him, and I'm just putting it over the airwaves. You know, so you know you can run, but you can't hide.
You can run, but you cannot hide.
So I'm asking you to pray his name is Chris Harper. You would pray that God will begin to come forward and begin to start to preach the word of God. You know, I do ask that of you. I don't know about you, but I've had a good time. Anytime that we come together as the body of Christ, I have a good time.
Amen.
I feel good all over. I mean, for those of you that can't. On, thank you, those from calling to me ministry that came on. Thank you for coming on, you know, and being a part, just being able to hear your voice. You don't have to say much, you know, just to hear your voice.
That's right.
You know,
that's
right. I thank you so much, you know, for being a blessing, not to me, but the body of Christ. The body of Christ. Each one of you have a gift and you have something to offer, but when we come and bring those gifts together, when we bring those gifts together, let me tell you something.
Listen,
things begin to start to happen. Things begin to start to happen in Jesus' name. So I thank you for bringing a word, a timely word at this moment. And I need to say that, you know, in closing, Minister Herman, we go way, way back, you know, when I was like Chris. When I was like Chris, you know, I was out there and didn't know the Lord. And I remember she pulled me in her room and told me, she says, God has an anointing on you, and he's going to do something special in your life. I heard her. I didn't understand it, but I heard her, but I didn't understand it. So she prophetically spoke in my life when I was young.
God be the glory.
You remember that. I do thank her for speaking into my life, and I just know, you know, that she was one that, you know, kind of catapulted me into where I am supposed to be, because she saw it and she spoke into my life, and that's why I'm asking you for Chris Harper the same. I just, you know, when his wife said that, I mean, I just saw it. So I know you understand what I'm saying, because we all got a Chris in our family.
God be the glory for everything.
Amen. Minister Fogg, would you close us out in prayer? And we once again thank you for coming forth with a timely word.
Thank you. And Father God, in Jesus' name, we thank you for the word that you brought forth. Thank you for all those that came on, all those even if they were silent, dear God. We were in the house of New Beginnings Ministry, your ministry, dear God, that you've given to Elder John and Elder Suzanne. We thank you right now. Thank you for the Reverend. Thank you for each and every one that had comments and those that have. But Lord, bless each and every household, dear God. Let no weapon formed against us shall ever prosper. Lord, we thank you that you're going to meet every need according to your riches and glory. We thank you, dear God, that you keep your angels camped around them, dear God, in the name of Jesus. So we thank you for this night. And this night and this day, you are our daily bread, and we give you praise. And we give you glory in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you.
Pastor Reginald Miles, he took a night off to go and visit his mother. So we're praying for you know, safe travels to and from as he goes to take time to with his mother this evening. So
okay.
Keep him in prayer as well.
Amen. All right. Give him my regards.
We love you.
Good night.
We love you.
Good night.
God bless you.